on radio, streaming live on investtalk.com, and for our podcast subscribers. This is InvestTalk, above average investing for the average investor. InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm serving clients throughout the United States. And now, KPP Financial President, Financial Advisor, Steve Peasley.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday, October 20th edition of InvestTalk. And as I keep telling you, our mission is to take the time that you're investing with us each day, take that time and try to make it give you the best returns we can. I believe that every minute you spend listening, reading, exploring the financial world will pay off in dividends for you if you do it and consistently do it. Continue to learn. Just continue. And you'll know more and more and more as the years go by, and you'll do better at investing. Keep an eye on the world economy is essential, too, because we are living in a global age. Now, I talked about in my commentary yesterday on investtalk.com, I talked about and focused on Japan. Last week, Japan updated their industrial production numbers for August. Oh, I realize it goes back a long way. It was a surprise weeks ago, several weeks ago, when they reported a shrinkage of 0.5% in their industrial production. And they revised that to a shrinkage of 1.2%. So Japan's GDP number correlates closely with industrial production because they're an export economy. Thus, the assumption is their third quarter will shrink about 0.8% after their second quarter shrank 1.2%. And when that report comes out, Japan will be in a recession. The why is clear. It's China. China is Japan's second largest customer. So Japan sells a lot of stuff to China. And those exports fell 9.2% from a year ago, dropping 7 months in a row. That's tough on Japan. Now, think about it this way. The EU is affected too because Germany's largest export destination is China. And remember, China's growth has slowed. Not that it's terrible, it's just slowed down. It is normal that it should slow down, everybody. And we just have to accept this different view that China is not going to be growing as large as it has in the past. It just is not. And so we have to get used to this. We have to understand that we're going to have a world that is growing slower. And the economic cycle is still intact. We're going to have recessions and we're going to have expansion periods and deflation is a problem. We want all our central banks around the world want inflation. We're having issues that we're dealing with. And you know, it is just the way it is, and it's not a terrible thing. Everybody's like acting like the world is falling apart. No, it's not. We're actually doing quite well. We don't rely on China nearly as much as other countries. We are a consumer-driven economy, very much so. China's trying to move in that direction, so their exports should go down. Simple as that. Especially as our economy expands and more people are moving into the middle class, higher salaries to make things, you go to a cheaper country like Thailand or Vietnam or something. It's normal. This is how the economic system works. Don't freak out. Now, do you have questions or thoughts about, that was in my market commentary. Do you have, and I do one Monday, Wednesday, and Friday every week. And you can go to investtalk.com to see it if you want to see it. Do you have questions or thoughts about the global economy? How does this play into your thinking as an investor? Maybe we should invest in Europe. Maybe we should think about moving in Japan. So you buy things when everybody else doesn't like it. When it has been beat up so much that now it's a bargain. Is that what's happening? Maybe we have to take a look. Do you have a question about it? Bring your questions or opinions to me right now at 888-99-CHART. And let's take the questions from one of our questions from the 24-hour listener line.
Oh, hi, guys. I was calling in to ask about the stock B of A. Do you think it's a good to get into financial stock at this time? Thank you.
Okay. He's talking about Bank of America. is it a good idea to get into financial stocks? Well, I think they've been beat up just like the rest of the market, and B of A is one of the ones that has gone, it's like a quadruple bottom in the last year. So that is trying to raise up off of, and is coming into resistance right now. I think you need to wait till it breaks above about 1675, and today is at 1620. Bank of America, of course, everybody knows who they are. They are a $169 billion company. Sales growth, well, they haven't had any. They've shrank a single-digit shrinkage for the last 2 years. And it looks like, you know, last quarter or the June quarter, it was flat. And the most recent quarter, September quarter, it was the shrinkage in sales were 3%. So, and next year is scheduled to grow. So this might be where you pick it up, but it had a lot of resistance. It's got to work through. And I'd wait till, as I said, to about 1675 before I would buy it. It's at 1620. So that's not far. But that's what I want to buy it on strength. It's coming off a bottom, and we'd like to buy it on strength and see if the market and the financial sector can break through its resistance that's hitting right now. You can tell, obviously, in the last couple of days that it's the resistant point, and it's pretty obvious on a chart that this is the resistance point. Bank of America only pays 1.2% dividend, which I don't like. Because it's a big blue chip stock that's never going to grow very fast. So one of the main reasons you want a big blue chip stock is not because of stability. And the other main reason is the dividend. And you're not getting much of that from Bank of America. Positive signals from the Eurozone. Remember I just talked about some of the negatives of what's going on. But that as I said, it's not all negative. It's just what we have to ratchet down our expectations. It's not all negative. And that's going to be one of our talking points, positive signals coming out of the Eurozone. Also, the Deutsche Bank, German Deutsche Bank, their top economist says the U.S. is a lot stronger than people think. So we're going to talk about that. Consumer discretionary sector will point the way for us. Remember, consumer discretionary, those things that people don't need but like to buy. Is it going up? Is that spending going up, going down? Remember, we are a consumer-driven economy, so that's a very good sector to watch. And myths about gas mileage. People have, and when I was young, my father taught me about cars, not a lot because he didn't have a lot of knowledge himself. Of course, I didn't realize that till, you know, some of the things he told me about fixing a car don't work. But he also gave me a bunch of things about cars and gas mileage and how to get the best out of your car. And many of those things don't apply anymore, but people still believe them. So I'm going to go over that. The market was down today. The Dow down 14 points, the NASDAQ down 24, and the S&P down 3. So we've had, you know, it was a little bit up yesterday, a little bit down today, and that is a strong signal we're starting to see that we're hitting resistance. So we got to figure out, was the market going to break through on the upside on that, or is it going to roll over and retest the lows, or at least give us one more little swoon down, or is it going to break those lows and turn us into a bear market? And those lows started with August, the collapse in the market in August in 4 or 5 days. Remember that? And then bounced off of that collapse and then retested that in the beginning of October. Retested those lows. And now we've come off those lows again. And now the bounce that we had from the August lows is now become resistance. And it looks like the market is trying to break through, but hesitating there. And that's reading the chart, and a chart of the index. I'm looking basically at the S&P 500. The Dow and NASDAQ look a little bit different, but all three of them are hitting resistant points. And we'll see if they can break through. I'm registered investment advisor Steve Peasley. I want to hear your comments, your questions today. The invitation is always open to join our Invest Talk Insiders. There are hour-long information webinars there, info sheets and lists for you. like the REIT list, Real Estate Investment Trust list, a brief list of real estate investment trusts that should be on investors' radar if they're looking for exposure to the dividend-focused sector of REITs, R-E-I-T-S. You can sign up free on investtalk.com.
Managing our money gets more complex every day. There are more options than the average person could possibly comprehend.
We know that there are many money-related issues that need some attention.
KPP Financial clients have a ready resource of information about any and all of these personal financial matters. All they need to do is ask.
You can ask your question about anything you want.
And that's why we tell our clients, if you need help making a decision about life insurance or trust or funding for college, you need anything financial, we can help you with.
KPP Financial's philosophy is the more their clients know, the more successful they'll be.
Useful knowledge, that is our goal.
That's at the heart of the service they provide.
Informational, educational.
KPP Financial, serving the average investor for over 20 years. Helping them find solutions. You're listening to Invest Talk, and we're glad you're with us today. Answers to important questions. What's your topic?
Term life insurance versus universal life insurance.
I want to know, when do you know when to sell your mutual fund?
I'm looking for a fund that I can put my money in. I'm a newbie, by the way.
Get your question to us now at 888-99-CHART. The lines are open, and you're next.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Hi, Steve and Justin. I have a question about the low volatility ETFs. I just want to know what are they and what make them low volatility. I can give you a couple of tickers to look at. USMV, MSCI USA Minimum Volatility, SPLV. Long-time listener, thank you very much.
Okay. He's asking about what makes ETF, these low volatility ETFs, low volatility. And it's really, really simple. Okay. You know, they act like it's some magic thing. No, you can build your own low volatility portfolio if you want. And pretty simple. And it all goes to the beta of beta is a indicator of volatility. And a beta of 1 is the benchmark of the S&P 500. So the S&P 500 is the benchmark, and it has a beta of 1. Now, if you have a beta of 0.81 or 80, that's 20% less volatility. That means if the market, the S&P 500, goes up or down, the stock or ETF that has a beta of 80 goes up less or down 20%. 20% up, less up, and 20% down, less down. It doesn't go up and down as much. Low volatility. And it's all on a beta. The USMV, the first one you gave me, USMV, that beta is 0.81. So it's 19% less volatile than the overall market, the S&P 500. This ETF. How did they do that? They go out and look up stocks and see which ones are less, has a low beta number. Many blue chip stocks are low beta numbers. They have a lot of them out there. And that's all it is. There's no magic. Now, they may have another component to the ETF. So it could be low volatility with high dividends. It could be low volatility with moderate growth. There could be other, other types of what they want this low volatility ETF to do. Now, sometimes it would be very difficult to have a low volatility with high growth stocks, because most high growth stocks are high volatility. It would be very difficult, but they could put one together. low volatility in relationship to high growth stocks may mean that it's closer to one beta, not too much below one, and maybe a little above one. So, but that's what that means by low volatility. A beta of one is the S&P 500, and they buy stocks that are less volatile than the S&P 500, with less of a beta than one. Our InvestTalk number is 888-99-CHART. You can join us right now. I'd love to talk with you. This is InvestTalk.
Which subject would you like to spend an hour learning more about?
Technical analysis for beginners.
Identify patterns that can be a guide to predicting future activity. Which subject would you like to spend an hour learning more about?
Reducing risk and finding dividends.
Less risk and finding strong dividend-paying stocks. Which subject would you like to spend an hour learning more about?
Maximizing your Social Security benefits. Deciphering current market trends. Identifying real estate opportunities and pitfalls.
These are all possible subjects for our next InvestTalk webinar. Or maybe you have an even better idea. We want you to decide our next InvestTalk webinar topic. Take our two-minute survey now on InvestTalk.com. Just click on the InvestTalk tab on InvestTalk.com and select Webinar. And thank you for your input.
That isn't just the sound of the 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA expertly accelerating out of a hairpin turn. It's the sound of opportunity. The opportunity to own a car you've always dreamed of at a price you never imagined, whose customizable performance, diamond block grille, and racing-inspired seats make it every inch a performance giant. This is what opportunity sounds like. Now discover what it feels like in the 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA.
Some equipment described as optional.
When one hand turns off one light at home or at work, becomes two hands turning lights off, becomes 10 hands turning the AC to 78 or higher, becomes a community not using appliances until after 6 p.m., we've just made sure there'll be plenty of energy to go around, even in a heat wave. Because when state officials call a flex alert, the power is in all our hands.
How was your summer? The Home Depot is about to make it one to remember, with 10% off all appliances of $396 or more. Plus, end of summer savings on the Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator, over $800 off. Summer and summer savings are going fast. Time for one last fling. Let's do this. 10% off all appliances of $396 or more at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only, refrigerator priced after 10% discount.
Take $6,000 off with any trade towards one of our select new Kias today at Team Kia of El Cajon. If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve your credit today. Brand new 2015 Kia Optima. Lease just $89 a month. Backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit, and we want to get you out of your old trade today. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details. Online at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
This is InvestTalk for Tuesday, October 20th. Got a question about your 401k? Maybe expanding your choices? We're open to any money question. The line is open at 888-99-CHART. This is InvestTalk.
888-992-4278. Let's talk to James in New York, one of our podcast listeners. How are you doing, James? And thanks for listening.
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to ask about WMT. I know it got beat up a little bit recently, but you know, is there a possibility that it might be okay coming up in the final quarter?
I like Walmart. I know it's been beat up, and they really, they meaning the investors, really – squished it when it announced its earnings, and it said they're going to spend a lot more money on their internet presence and improving their stores over the next year or two. And they said that so profits are going to be a weak. And what really irritates me, James, is when Amazon does the same thing, spends billions and hundreds of millions of dollars of improving their website and their delivery system, which is what Walmart said they're doing, Amazon goes up in price, where Walmart gets beat up. I don't get it. I like Walmart because it's solid. It's going to be around for a long time, and it will turn around its earnings. And meanwhile, it's paying 3.3% dividend. It's not expensive. It's near its low end of the PE range. They're going to make $4.50 this year. Next year, $4.17. And the stock is selling for $58. So what is that going to be, 12 PE? That's near its low range. So, and it's still a 21% return on equity. So that's very good, and they'll be able to maintain that. So, James, it's been beat up. I think you want to wait till it stops falling, though, before you jump in. You want to see some strength, or at least a lot of sideways movement with some strength coming into the stock before you buy. But I would say I would rate this as a buy, Walmart. And you'll go to a lot of experts, and they'll tell you it's a sell now. But they always tell you it's a sell when it's down. Well, you didn't tell us to sell when it was up. So I usually, when all the experts tell me to go one way, I think the opposite. Unless there's fundamental reasons that the company's going to fail. And James, I can't see Walmart failing. WMT, everybody, Walmart. So I would be on my buy list. By the way, we own Walmart in some of our managed accounts. So just so you know.
Yeah. Very good.
Thanks, James. I appreciate the call. Walmart, how bad is it going to be? Do you know management owns 50% of the stock? Do you think they're thinking a bit more long-term? I kind of like that, but the market never likes that. Unless it's Amazon or some dot-com company, you know, they're spending huge amounts, then they kind of give it a break. Do you want to, and not just dot-coms, how about Tesla? Certainly giving Tesla a break on what they think is going to be the future for Tesla, is they're hardly making any money. I mean, they're going to lose money this year. And you're talking about Tesla, $213 stock. They're going to lose money. Now, the sales are pretty good, but even then, sales in, okay, 4 quarters ago for Tesla, just so you know, the sales were 90% growth, okay? Then 55%, then 51%, and the most recent quarter, 24% growth. Now, that's still very high growth. I understand that. I appreciate it. I think it deserves a higher PE for that. But you certainly got to have some E earnings to deserve. And you're getting $213 a share. Doesn't that seem a little expensive to anybody out there? I don't know. Maybe I'm prejudiced. I like Tesla. I think it's going to be the next major car company. I do. I think it's going to be a huge car company. I think that's totally within, I mean, clearly that's in their cards in the future. But why? There's no way it's worth this kind of money. There's just no way. 2014, they made 14 cents a share. Now, next year, 2016, they are going to make a lot of money, $2.24. It's going to jump up next year. Okay, what kind of PE do you give? Do you give it 100 PE? Because that's about where it's selling at right now. 100 PE of next year's earning. 100 PE, really? I don't see how that's possible or why anybody would even consider paying that much money for it. Other than there's a lot of hype and excitement about it. Reminds me of the dot-com era. Hype and excitement. This is a new way cars are going to be driven around, all electric. Uh-huh. I totally believe that there'll be a lot of electric cars. I totally believe that Toyota, Ford, GM, all the car companies will be coming out with cars that will compete in that arena. They don't get 100 PE ratios. They don't even get a fraction of that. I mean, what, 10? So this, it just, so when Walmart, a big blue chip stock company, wants to spend money to improve their delivery system, their product lineup, their stores, they get beat up. And other companies don't. That's the way of the market. This is InvestTalk. I'm here to help if I can. We've reached the halfway mark in the hour. There's still plenty of time to join in the discussion. We want you to help decide our next webinar, everybody. Take our instant survey. Choose from our list or write in your own idea. Just go to InvestTalk.com. That's with two T's, InvestTalk.com. Click on the InvestTalk tab and click on Webinar.
What's your strategy for managing risk? Are you more focused on gains than preventing losses?
What you want to do is, if the market's going down, you want to try not to go down with it. You want to go down less.
At KPP Financial, their number one priority is protecting their clients' assets.
If I can teach you one lesson, it's much more important not to go down with the market than it is to go up with the market.
Why is that?
Well, do the math. If the market goes down 50% and you go down with it 50%, you have to make a 100% return to get back even.
Protecting against loss, keeping the money you've earned.
That's better. Much better risk management of your portfolio.
With all our programs, a KPP Financial principal is personally invested right alongside their clients. This parallel investing is your assurance of optimum care and diligence. Click on the Investments tab on InvestTalk.com to see all five select investment programs from KPP Financial.
The history of the BMW 3 Series isn't written in books. It's written on roads across America. For 40 years, the original sports sedan has outdriven the competition with features like near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution and a twin-power turbo engine. Head to your local BMW center to test drive the BMW 3 Series and experience its legendary performance today. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Did you know you'll find fresh and local produce as close as your neighborhood Ralph's? Come enjoy low prices every day on fresh produce grown close to home. And when you buy local at Ralph's, you support the farmers in our own community. Farmers who work hard to provide you and your family with quality fresh produce. Discover local. Even more low prices and fast checkout too at Ralph's.
Annuities, asset allocation, reading stock market trends, building a truly balanced portfolio. If it's important to you and you want to know more about it, we're here for you. 888-99-CHART.
It's gonna tempt your tummy, oh, yeah, with a taste of nuts and honey. It's honey of an old. It's honey nut Cheerios.
Do you believe in the power of the sun? You could harness that incredible resource to help you save money. Whether you own a business, apartment buildings, or a church or nonprofit, HES has affordable solar solutions for you. Home Energy Systems is a Sun Power commercial dealer. Visit HESSolar.com to learn more. Home Energy Systems, helping businesses monetize the sun since 2001.
Dear Mainland, aloha from Kona, Hawaii. We've been hearing about all this multitasking you're up to. Texting, while calling, while emailing. Maybe sometimes you take a little break and do just one thing. Allow me to demonstrate with a Kona beer. Single tasking. One life, right? Don't blow it. Mahalo. Kona Brewing, Kona, Hawaii. Drink responsibly, yeah?
Now we continue with Invest Talk. You wish you'd learn more about money in school. Well, our kids and grandkids are not getting any more information either. What are you going to do about it? That's coming up on Invest Talk Personal. We try to answer every money question. Get through right now at 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. We have a number of talking points we haven't got to yet in any of them. So let's talk about this. Positive signals of recovery detected from the Eurozone. Okay. Well, we know that they're having troubles. We know Germany's having trouble because China is slowing down and their exports are weak. But there are positive signs that are coming out of Europe. Okay? And one of the reasons why you should be a little bit more upbeat about Europe is because almost all central governments, central banks in Europe, the ECB especially, is pushing. They're buying 60 billion euros a month in bonds, very much like our QE. So they're pushing as hard as they can to spark the economies. Okay? And so you're going to see probably a Eurozone that's gradually improving. And we've seen to see some surpluses in exports and imports in various countries of Europe, including the major countries. So what I'm trying to say is we're starting to see a little bit of change in direction. Nothing dramatic. I'm not trying to tell you how good it's starting to look, but that's not going to happen. And the ECB and all the other central governments are going to keep pushing until they get inflation, just like our government probably won't raise rates until they see some inflation. So, you know, I don't think you should be too down on it. Look, I mean, think about the Greek problem, debt crisis. No one's even talking about it anymore. No one really cares. And believe it or not, Greece's gross domestic product, GDP, is projected to increase this year. Not shrink, increase. So if you can accept the risks of Europe, this is the kind of time that you start looking there. When I say risk, you're going to have high volatility probably. But there are some economic factors that tell you that they are getting close to restarting their economy. And when I say that, remember my overall theme when I talked about my market commentary was that accept lower, slower economic worldwide growth. It's not going to be, they're not going to hugely increase. They're just not. So don't expect that. But you can expect some growth. And I don't think anybody's expecting very much out of Europe. And I think they're overly pessimistic, like they might be over pessimistic here for the short term. Short term, maybe. Do you have a question? I'll try to answer it. Let's take one from our 24-hour anytime line. 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Steve and Justin. This is Dwayne calling from Illinois, and I had a question on stock Southwestern Energy, SWN. Wondering about the future for that stock and how that looks. I know a while back Justin had, I think, recommended it some time ago. So, but it's really tanked since, and I was curious about maybe buying it now. Thanks.
Southwest Energy, everybody, headquartered out of Spring, Texas, engaged in exploration and production of oil and natural gas, primarily in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Their earnings are going to are collapsing this year. We all know that. Went from $2.27 in 2014 to they're going to go to 25 cents this year, and then and about the same next year. Well, that's because oil prices have really tanked, so it has really hurt them. And so they've gone down to $13 a share. Now, it has made a double bottom at $13 a share. So if you wanted to buy this one, this would be where you buy it. Okay, this is where you would buy it. Has a great return on equity of 19%. Management owns 1% of the stock. Mutual funds have been net sellers, but very, very slowly over the last year. So they're not anxious to get out. And we own this in some of our managed accounts, SWN, Southwest Energy. Doesn't pay a dividend. So you buy this because you think oil prices are going to improve. One thing I do like is we've had a pretty big recent purchase by the insiders. Management, as I said, only owns 1%. But there's been, of the last 6 months, there's been two pretty decent purchases by insiders of Southwest Energy. I kind of like that. It's always difficult, just so you know, when insiders sell, that's much more difficult to say that, oh, they're negative on the stock, because insiders get paid in options and stock options. And so they may be selling just so they can realize the money. You know, whereas buying, insiders buying, they have to spend their own money to go and buy the stock. That's much more positive than sellers are negative. Do you understand the difference there? So I do like the fact that insiders have bought just recently here in late September, early October. Okay, why don't we go to Art in Menlo Park? I haven't talked to Art in a long time. How you doing, Art?
Good, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a question on 1031 exchanges. You know anything about if you go from primary residence into, like, let's say I rent it out, and then, you know, let's say a year or year and a half later, I decide to sell it and then try to, like, keep it as a rental. You know, sell the initial property and then move it into a house or something similar. Uh-huh. And then at some point down the road, move back into it and go from primary into investment to another investment and then back to primary.
Okay, let's first tell everybody what we're talking about. 1031 exchange, everybody, is when you sell a property you don't want to realize the capital gains and you buy another property, and you got to do it really quick. There's rules. That is of equal or higher value, and therefore you don't have to pay capital gains tax when that happens. You're exchanging one property for another property and not increasing, you know, but it has to be equal or greater value. And
don't they have to be like investment properties? You can't do that on a primary, but on an investment property only, right?
I believe so, but I'm not an expert in that area. But in that case, if you have a house that you live in, that's not an investment property. But if you start renting it out, and now it can be reclassified as rental property. Now, Art, you need to find out, well, how long do I need to rent it out before I can reclassify it? And it might be 2 years. You know, you need to find that out before you can make any further decision. And once it's reclassified as a rental property, you then can 1031 exchange it if you want to.
Uh-huh.
You know,
and then let's say down the road, let's say 2 or 3 years after you get the second property or the after you 1031 exchange it, can you move back in and then reclassify it back as a primary residence?
That means you're going to buy the first property back that you exchanged out of?
No, not the first property, just
the second one?
Yeah, the second property.
The one you exchanged it for? Yes, you could do that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Mel Lafayette. How you doing, Mel?
I am doing well, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've been looking at ExxonMobil and thinking of establishing a first-time position, and I'm kind of looking and thinking that it may be established a base in the 70s, and this could be a good place to buy it for, you know, a longer-term hold. Maybe a couple of years, see where it goes. But what do you think about Exxon? I know you've said in the past in the mid-70s is probably a good place to buy it. That was pre-oil prices dropping so much.
Right, right. I think in the mid-70s, I still hold to that number. 72 to 76, I think that's where you buy it. 75, maybe 76.
It was there for a little while recently, and it could have been bought for maybe a couple of weeks or more. Do you think that it will test that again?
I think that's a possibility. By the way, we bought ExxonMobil for our managed accounts when it did
sure
get to
did.
That. Yeah, I think it could, Mel. I really think it could maybe not retest the low that it made in August.
No, but the 76, 77 level.
I do think
so. If that's as good as it gets, isn't that a pretty nice, you know, way to buy it for longer term?
Yes. And in that area, I would buy it. I would buy it if it got to 75, 76. I would buy it. And if it went down lower, I wouldn't care too much because you're going to get, right now it's paying 3.6% dividend.
Exactly.
You know, these big blue chip stocks, Mel, when they come down and they pay a percent dividends, when they come down in price, the percent goes up. The percentage of yield
absolutely,
of the debt.
Absolutely. And if you capture it at the right time, it's great. But I'm not not good enough. I'm not good enough to be trying to time the market, but
right.
I'm very patient. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the hard part is always then pulling the trigger. And so now at 80, 81, mm-hmm. you know, I'm hoping it comes back into the high 70s. I would probably buy it there, but I'm wondering even if I missed it, you know, do I just remain patient or try to get in it right now at 80, 81?
Well, let me tell you, if it breaks above, and I'm going to give you a number, if it breaks above $82.43 and closes above that number, just
then
buy
get
it.
In.
Just buy it. Because that's
understood. That's great. That's great.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Mel.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's because everybody, that's a 200-day moving average, and if it breaks up above that, that's a pretty strong signal that it's back on a bull market run. And you know, even if it isn't, it's ExxonMobil. What you think it's going to go out of business? No. Do you think earnings are going to go down? Well, they will in the next recession. But just so you know, the low in the last recession, the low was $58. Okay. That's painful from $79, $80 to $58, but that's the low in a recession. You want the high in the same year, 96. The next year, the high was 82, then 88, then 93, 101, and then in 2014, 104. Okay, so now it's down because, remember, the oil prices collapsed. And now it's fell all the way down to the $70 area. Well, and we're not in a recession. The world is slowing down. But ExxonMobil, paying 3.6%. I say the same thing about AT&T and Verizon. And it's the dividend. You know, it's hard to pass. I try to equate it this way. Okay, we know stocks are speculative. They can go up, down, they're volatile. But if you're going to get 0.1% interest in your money market fund, you know that your money's perfectly safe. It's not going to disappear. It only is going to lose value to even the very low inflation we have. Okay, but if you buy AT&T and it pays 5.6% dividend, has never reduced the dividends, has always increased it, what if you bought it, put it in a drawer somewhere, shut the drawer, never open the drawer, and you get 5.6% on your money for the or more over the next umpteen years? You know, because they're going to raise the dividend. You know, I understand the market volatility. I understand that, but the market always comes back after, as always. If you have the patience, wouldn't it be better, even though there's risk there, wouldn't that be better than putting it in a money market? If you don't need that money for years, just live off the yield, 5.6%. Just my thoughts about that. Let's go to Mike in San Jose. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was hoping you'd take a look at CMG's chart, and I bought it in after hours today for like $6.50, and not sure what your opinion would be on that.
This is CMG?
Yes.
And that's Chipotle Mexican, and you bought it after hours for $650?
Right.
Yeah, because everybody, this Chipotle, they had reported that their sales growth is slowing. And after, you know, this is, they just reported earnings after hours, and therefore the stock got hurt. Will it bounce? I think it will, Mike.
Okay.
You know, just so everybody knows, it was trading at $705.63, down $17 today. And now it really took a hit. But the problem we have is Chipotle is making great money and is growing pretty solid. They're going to make $17.37 this year and then $20.65. The problem you have is it's expensive. Okay. Now the question is, well, does it deserve that much a P.E. ratio? If you think about a $20 stock and it's, what, almost a 40 P.E., $20 earnings, and it's a 705.
35 P.E. next year, yeah.
Yeah. Does it deserve it? Well, what is the growth? Yeah. My personal opinion is it's a very expensive stock, Mike, and that's why I would not buy it, even though I love their food. I would not buy it because of the expense. Will it bounce from 650 where you bought it, bounce up? Chances are pretty high that it would.
Where would you put a stop on that? Any idea by looking at the chart?
Man, the real strong support right around $600, $610. Real strong. I wouldn't take more than that, about $600.
And then the upside?
Is 750 to 755. That's the upside resistance. Okay? Thanks, Mike.
Okay,
appreciate
good.
It.
Thank you.
It may be time for a review of your retirement accounts. Remember, there are alternatives to what you're doing now. Save investment strategies to help you grow your money without being so exposed to the volatility of the market. You can do that. I always schedule 1 or 2 days a week. Be happy to do that. 888-99-CHART.
It's all about growth. For the investor who is looking for optimum growth and is not averse to a higher level of risk, this investment program steps up.
Take a look at our new Discipline Equity Program from KPP Financial. It's brand new.
This addition to KPP's select investment programs raises expectations.
It targets focused growth for maximum returns.
This strategy offers consistent exposure to the equity markets by focusing on only high-quality companies.
This program will go up with the market or higher because it's always invested, but it also has the downside risk as well. It's more aggressive.
And although the portfolio is concentrated, it limits exposure to any one sector of the market.
Check it out if you're interested in it.
Click on the Investments tab on investtalk.com or click on Contact Steve and he'll be glad to fill you in.
Ask any question you want.
As with all our programs, a KPP financial principal is personally invested right alongside their clients. The new Disciplined Equity Program from KPP Financial.
If you can't recall your own cell phone number, but know the braking distance of a half-ton pickup traveling downhill at 57 miles per hour, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Right now, get a half-inch drive click-style torque wrench, a $34.99 value for just $10 with the purchase of CarQuest Platinum brake pads and two rotors. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores for details.
It's not your phone that's slow. It's your network. Come home to Verizon. Right now, trade in your old phone, buy a new one, and get $300. Welcome back to a better network. Verizon. New smartphone edge activation and port-in required. $300 equals $200 trade-in VZW gift card plus $100 bill credit applied within 2 to 3 billing cycles. Trade-in must be in good working condition. Subject to customer and edge agreements and credit approval.
Despite what you may have heard, you don't need a big promotion to make a big impression. You need your first luxury car. So why wait to stand out when you can step up this summer with the beautifully redesigned 2016 Acura ILX? With standard features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights, a multi-view rear camera, and push-button start, all it offers you've got to see to believe. For luxury within reach, don't miss the It's That Kind of Summer event going on now at your San Diego County Acura dealer today.
Simpler is quicker. Quicker is easier. Easier is better. That is, when it comes to your health. Which is why Kaiser Permanente's mobile app is all about easy. Need to schedule a routine checkup? Easy. Refill a prescription? Also easy. 24/7 access to most test results? Easy again. Our lives are hectic enough. Managing our health should be simple. Easier said than done? Not with Kaiser Permanente, where together we thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Coming up on Invest Talk, data shows 87% of retirement savers say they want investment options that align with their values. Socially responsible retirement investing, that's one of our talking points on the next Invest Talk. Join us then. But right now, we're ready to talk to you at 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Deutsche Bank top economist says U.S. is a lot stronger than the stock and bond market gives it credit for. Now, why are they saying that? Well, they were looking at a figure, this economist was looking at a figure that he was, I guess he's impressed with. And he says the low-income group of consumers in the United States, the low-income group is the most, is at or near its optimistic high for their future. They're optimistic about the future. And he says that is an underlying support for our consumer-driven economy. If that means that they're optimistic, they're going to spend money. This is his thoughts. And therefore, the economy is going to continue to grow. Now, he says the fear is much too high by investors for the stock and bond market for the U.S. He could be wrong, but that's what's his opinion. And I like to always share opinions. And consumer discretionary sector, our consumer discretionary sector, and those are items that you choose to spend money, not that you have to, like a brand new cell phone when you already have one that's a year old. That's discretionary spending. Don't have to. You want to buy a new car, but you don't have to because your old car works fine. Discretionary spending. Well, it's supposed to clock in at about 12% rise in the third quarter. Consumer discretionary. And the economists for 2016 have it 15 to 18% increase. So on a consumer discretionary basis, and that ties into this Deutsche Bank low-income group optimism survey thing. Kind of ties in. Now, I can't tell you that this, oh, these are just absolutely right on. That's not so. You got other kinds of statistics that I can quote you, and we've talked about on the radio, that show on the negative side. So you just have to weigh all these things in your mind. And that's what we try to do, you know, here at KPP Financial. Myths about gas mileage. Now, I'm sure you're, I'm 63, and I learned about cars when I was 16, 17, 18, okay? And back in those days, every car had a carburetor, so keep that in mind. Some of the myths, you have to drive a small car to get good gas mileage. Not anymore. Not with hybrids, advanced transmissions, you know, much more efficient engines and trannies. Takes more fuel to start start a car than to idle. That's not true anymore either. Not with electronic fuel injection. Mm-mm. My dad told me, oh, you start a car, it uses a lot of gas. No, it doesn't. Vehicle needs to warm up. No, they don't. Modern cars don't need to warm up. That's a myth. Old cars needed to warm up the metal, but not anymore. The older car gets, the worse the gas mileage. No, not if you maintain it. And according to EPA tests, that's not so. It's just not true. People have that in their mind, but it's not true. Additives, you know, where you put advertising to pour stuff in your gas tank, and if you do that, this improves fuel economy. No, it doesn't. The EPA's tests show that none of these additives give you more fuel economy. So, you know, I won't be telling my wife anymore to warm up the car before she, you know, drives it. Warm it up. That, you don't have to. That's a myth that I bought into from my father. Remember, my father, I love him, and he's passed away, so he doesn't hear what I'm going to say about him. He always thought he was real mechanical and worked on things, but he was terrible. I remember one time he was helping me with my brand new bicycle, and he said, you know, let's take it apart and clean it after I was riding around. Let's take it apart and clean it. Tried to put it back together, and we had two or three extra parts laying around. He says, those were extra. We don't need those. That's my dad. Our hour's up. Thank you for being here and spending this time with me. I appreciate it. There's another way to ask your questions besides our 24-hour listener line. Send me a private note. Just go to investtalk.com and click on Contact Steve. I'm registered investment advisor Steve Peasley, and for Justin Klein and everyone at KPP Financial, thank you very much for listening, and we hope you join us again on the next InvestTalk.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for listeners to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein are principals of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, which retains all rights.